So when there is better understanding of reality, of which sati is aware, does ekakata cetasika appear?
At the level of vipassana.
Until it's vipassana jnana. Because reality appears to panya one at a time through mind process. Right now, who can tell the difference between sense door and mind door? Panya is not that degree that it can see the difference between sense door and mind door. But when it's vipassana jnana, it's through mind door. So the world is quite different from the mixed world of the six doorways. Because now, seeing does not seem like it has fallen away at all. But there must be mind process in between. Who knows? See? But when it's vipassana jnana, it's opposite. The world of mind process are there. Follow the sense star process, which is so short like a flash. As short as that. So panya can see the difference between when it does appear to panya as it is and when it appears to panya at different level.
Can we speak of samadhi being the proximate cause of panya in the same way in terms of samatha?
What kind of samadhi?
That accompanies samatha development.
So what is the object of samatha? So how can it understand reality?
Right. So can it be the samadhi of that is a proximate cause for the panya of that level?
I cannot say how can it be, because it does not understand reality.
Are you talking about the panya of samatha?
Samatha.
Panya of samatha just know how to be calm. No understanding of any reality at all. Not satipatthana.
Right.
He's asking is the samadhi of samatha, the proximate cause for the panya of samatha.
I think that without panya, we don't have to think of samadhi or samatha, because it's not difficult at all to have wrong samadhi anytime you want. It's there at will. But it's not samatha. So it needs panya.
No,
both the development of samatha and vipassana need panya.
Why I'm asking is that a lot of people have the idea that the samadhi or samatha can act as a proximate cause for panya or vipassana.
There is not just one or two thinking or wrong thinking. Lots, hundreds and thousands. They can think this way or that way. But it's not our matter to do anything. How can we do anything? Just help oneself by developing understanding.
You've often said before that samadhi or ekagata cetasika only appears at vipassana jnanas, and it's the development of satipatthana, and because there's sati, samadhi or ekagata doesn't appear. Like in the development of satipatthana, any dhamma may appear, like...
Any dhamma, what do you mean?
Visible object, or attachment, or aversion, or vedana, or sanya, just depending on accumulations and conditions. And yes, we know some dhammas appear more readily, but why can ekagata or samadhi not appear to satipatthana until vipassana jnanas?
It can when there is awareness of it. But we are talking about vipassana jnana.
Yes.
See, that the characteristic of ekakata cetasik is that equal to panya.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it can appear any time before, but...
Like pasa, like
any dhamma.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I misunderstood. But you're talking about when it's yoked together, mm-hmm. and level as being the condition for panya.
So the most significant condition for the arising of insight or satipatthana is one's accumulated
panya.
Panya.
Mm-hmm. All depends on panya,
right.
In the teachings.
Right.
Not for the sake of panya, why do we study, why do we read?
Okay. And that also explains why there's so little awareness then, so not much accumulation of panya.
When it does not arise, one knows that not enough conditions.
Shouldn't we try to make it arise?
try and tweak
who,
the conditions.
Who again? When it's who, it's not panya.
In the suttas, it gives as the factors for enlightenment or for development of understanding, it gives association with the right person, hearing the Dhamma,
which
reflecting on the right person. I think the right person is the one who can explain about Satipatthana.
Associated with right understanding.
Yeah.
So it's not a person per se, really. It means the explanation of anatta and so on.
So is it the right understanding of our own or the other person or both?
Of
reality, yes.
We hear someone with right understanding explain the Dhamma, and there must be right understanding to appreciate.
Mm-hmm. That is the association.
Yeah.
Because if there's no understanding, if a cat is listening to the Dhamma,
just
there's no association with right understanding.
If one is associated with a right person, but no understanding, no listening at all,
it cannot be.
The Dhamma has to be explained in a way that is meaningful for us at our particular level of development.
Or in its absolute truth. Not just proper for this person or that person, but it has to be in the absolute truth too.
Well, for example, we can read the suttas or listen to someone reciting the suttas, but it's difficult for us to really understand about Dhammas just from hearing suttas. So that would be an example of hearing, but it's not quite at the right level. We need a more detailed explanation.
No matter in what language, I think that one cannot just understand the word, but one has to know that that word represents the true nature of realities.
In the suttas, you said that there are two conditions for the arising of right view, one of which is paratogosa, the voice of another, the other is yonisomanasikara, proper reflection. Can you say something about how these two cooperate to generate right view?
Like anyone who came to see Buddha and listen to his teachings. Buddha is paratogosa, and his own considering is manasikara.
For example, reading a sutta, is that paratogosa?
I think that it seems like there is no one, no Buddha, no word, no Dhamma, just letters, words. But actually, it's the sanya of sound which bears the meaning of reality, no matter from whom. Because we cannot have the sound of Buddha like we can have tape recorder today. But what is said came from him. Even the word ayatana, he spoke it. And so when people got that idea, keeping on and on to us, and when it's there, it seems like we are reading, but actually it's like hearing this word from the Buddha.
And the yonisomanasikara, is this conditioned by paratogosa? Or is it something the person had before? Some potential there.
That person is not Pajjeka Buddha. He needs to hear the teachings.
But I'm wondering about the relationship between paratogosa and yonisomanasikara. How they cooperate.
Because paratogosa is the other's word, right? It's not one's own. But after hearing that it's one's own, manasikara.
Someone without the right accumulations would hear but not have yonisomanasikara.
Mm-hmm.
But the one with the accumulations will hear and have yonisomanasikara.
Yeah. In the times of Buddha or today, it's exactly the same. The word is the same word.
But aren't people worse today? We're less likely to have the right accumulation.
Like those who came without understanding to see Buddha and to hear him without any understanding.
Well, I suppose for those people, it's not that they don't benefit, but less conditioned for yonisomanasikara.
And what about their wrong views, if they had, like many nikanta, nikanta.
So it could even be a condition for wrong view, are you saying? Are you saying that people could hear what the Buddha spoke, but they could think about it in the wrong way also?
Mm-hmm. Why not? Depending on their accumulation. Otherwise, we'll go thinking that we'll get understanding.
When you say accumulations, what word do you mean? Do you mean vasana?
Asya nusya too, not just vasana.
And also it's paket upanisya pachya.
Paket upanisya pachya.
It's said that all kusala cittas and akusala cittas are accumulated, never lost. That's why people are so different from life to life, from moment to moment.
Earlier you were talking about, or you referred to Suttamayapanya, Cintamayapanya, Bhavanamayapanya, and in the suttas it often gives Cintamayapanya before Suttamayapanya, and once when I asked about this I think you said, well, yes, any order, or there may be Cintamayapanya before Suttamayapanya. Does Suttamayapanya refer to the same as this word that Venerable used, Patagosa?
Yeah, otherwise what is meant by sutta?
Yes. So there has to be Suttamayapanya before Cintamayapanya?
I think that we shouldn't think that it has to be this or that. It depends on the level of accumulation. For example, people think differently, and children think differently too by accumulation, even in kusala or akusala manners, not as deep or subtle as realities.
So it can be Cintamayapanya,
yeah,
different
yeah.
levels, different
yeah,
kinds.
Just
it doesn't have to be with right understanding.
Difference whether it's one's own or from hearing from the others.
Okay. So it's not necessarily with Pariyatti then?
And sometimes it talks just about Buddha himself. For him, Cintamayapanya. And somewhere it said that no other people can have Cintamayapanya. So it depends on what level of Cintamayapanya.
Depends on the context, the meaning of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we keep in mind that no one can have Cintamayapanya. See, but we have to know what level.
Another area that I find difficult is knowing the difference between kusala and akusala. Like, now there's a lot of thinking going on about what we've been discussing, thoughts running through my head. I would have no idea if it's kusala or
yeah.
akusala. I would guess there should be some kusala there because it's about the Dhamma, but it needn't be.
You know why?
Why what?
Why? I don't know.
Why I don't know.
Yeah.
Not enough developed understanding.
Because we know different terms like kusala and akusala.
Yeah.
While there is no understanding of the characteristic of realities, nama and rupa.
Right.
Because kusala is the characteristic of reality, and akusala is the characteristic of a reality. So without understanding reality as reality, how can we know the moment of kusala and moment of akusala? We just follow the word. Like seeing, it's not kusala, it's vipaka, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But yet, people who develop samatha bhavana, they know some difference between kusala
mm-hmm.
and akusala,
yeah.
but that's with self.
Not by hearing, not by reading. In the old days, I don't know. But awareness, sati sampajanya. That's why when it's samatha bhavana, without sati sampajanya, it's impossible. No matter it's samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana, there must be sati sampajanya. And now we understand the character of sati, different level. Sati at moment of dana, sati at moment of sila, sati at moment of samatha, and sati patthana when it's vipassana, different levels. Just the word sati, and we think we know, but actually there must be awareness of a characteristic in order to really know that it's no self, it's just a reality.
Can you say that those who develop samatha know the nimitta of kusala?
If there is no understanding, can there be precise understanding that that moment is not nivarana? So one cannot attain even upajara samadhi without knowing moments of nivarana.
But that would still be with a self.
Right. And otherwise, those people who had attained jhana must become enlightened.
Yet, the panya is sharp enough to know nivarana.
To know what is what? Which is kusala or akusala moment, but it's me or I.
Getting back to the factors for enlightenment, association with the right person, hearing the Dhamma, and then considering what has been heard, or reflection on what has been heard, and the fourth one being practice in accordance with the Dhamma.
And what is the Pali for that practice in accordance with the Dhamma?
Dhamma nu dhamma patipatti.
Dhamma nu dhamma patipatti.
The considering or reflecting on what has been heard, does that what we understand by considering?
Can we say right now?
I see. Relating what's been heard to the present moment.
Right now.
Right now. Seeing invisible object, hearing and sound, hardness,
mm-hmm.
thinking.
When there's understanding right now.
If there was understanding right now, that would already be practice in accordance with the teachings, wouldn't it?
What do you mean by practice again?
Dhamma.
Who? The matter is who?
Citta,
Cetasika, and Panya, which understands.
A characteristic of
reality.
The Satipatthana.
But you see that Dhamma is very wide, it's much more than that.
Right.
When one has understood the path, what kind of kusla is Dhammadutamma Patipatti? Because it's not for oneself, because of the understanding of reality. Better and better. So the giving of those who do not have any understanding of the path at all, and the giving of the person who has understood the path, must be different.
The dana.
The dana. The citta, which conditions dana.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
One
yeah.
So this dhammanudhamma patipatta also reflects the importance of having right pariyati.
In the absolute sense, it means moment of satipatthana. But other moments are included too because of the right understanding of the path.
So even moments of dana.
When that person has right understanding of the path.
So what then, in say Abhidhamma terms, is the reflection, the considering what has been heard?
Citta cetasika, not rupa.
So how does one know if one's got right intellectual understanding?
What is seen?
Well, visible object is seen.
What is the answer?
Well, visible object is seen.
Okay, it's visible object. Before this, if you were asked what is seen, what's your answer?
I would have said people.
So, this is the difference. How can you know that you have some understanding? It's by the answer.
And so the development of Panya stems from that right understanding, that right theoretical understanding.
Without their theoretical understanding, how can there be further understanding?
Well, I imagine it can't because it
impossible.
Doesn't know what, what it's.
That's why we are not Buddha.
So it is important to keep that theoretical right understanding developing by how? I ask that question because there can be reminders. One reminds oneself, oh, it's not a train, it's visible object. This is visible object. But
would
that's done with the self.
Yeah, would you like to set any rule?
Set any rules? Well, it'd help a little bit, maybe.
The rule is the self.
So by the setting of rule is the wrong path.
Is there
way.
Any rule for realities?
No, there doesn't seem to be.
Is there any time realities are not arising?
No.
Is there any time that's inappropriate to have sati?
No, I don't think so.
Is there? Is there any time that's inappropriate?
Is now the time for it?
If the conditions are there.
Who can tell if it does not arise?
We know that when understanding develops, whatever we read in the text is clearer according to the understanding, and there's more appreciation of whatever we read is about Paramattha Dhammas. I've also heard you saying that as understanding develops, there's more and more appreciation of the fine details that we read. In what regard? Because some people think, oh, the more details they read, the better, but this isn't your meaning at all.
I think that it's not easy to understand what is there in the teachings if one doesn't have one's own understanding by developing understanding of realities.
Ajahn, it seems from what you've been saying that our accumulations have a tremendous influence on us for developing Panya, having the opportunity to hear the teachings and react to them in a positive way depends on your accumulations. Mm-hmm.